بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلبث خبيب عندهم أسيرا حتى أجمعوا على قتله. We are still in this chapter of the miracles which Allah Ta'ala grants to His awliya, which starts from the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, and then all the awliya as well. Yeah, with regard to the Sahaba, we were reading the story of Hazrat Khubayb radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was captured and then sold to his arch enemies, and they wanted to take their revenge from him. Further in the hadith we read that Hazrat Khubayb radiyallahu ta'ala anhum stayed by them as a prisoner until they decided to have him to kill him. This was what is called the Ashhur Hurum, during the month in which they do not fight, they do not kill anyone. So during that period they did not kill him, but that period had passed now, and now they had decided to kill him. فَاسْتَعَارَ مِنْ بَعْدِ بَنَاتِ الْحَارِثِ مُوسَى يَسْتَحِدُّ بِهَا. And then he had asked for a razor from some of the household people where he was kept as a prisoner. From one of the ladies, he asked for a razor in order to remove the unwanted hair of his body. فَعَارَتْهُ, and she loaned it to him, she gave it to him. فَدَرَجَ بُنَيٌّ لَهَا وَهِيَ غَافِلَةٌ حَتَّى أَتَاهُ. And then a little child had come to Hazrat Khubayb. He had become like a visitor, like a family member, and the child was also used to him. So the little child came to him, and while she was unmindful, she loaned him the razor, and she got busy with her work. In the meanwhile, this little child had come to him. فَوَجَدْهُ مُجْلِسَهُ عَلَى فَخَذِهِ وَالْمُوسَى بِيَدِهِ. When she picked up her attention and she saw, she got the shock of her life, that the little child is sitting in his lap and the razor is in his hand. Immediately the thought went to her mind that he is going to kill my little child. He's got the razor and the baby, the little child, is sitting on his lap. فَزْعَةً عَرَفَهَا خُبَيْبٍ. And she became so excited and so worried, and this Hazrat Khubayb also radiallahu anhu understood why she is so frightened and what is going through her mind. فقال, Hazrat Khubayb said to her, أَتَخْشِينَ أَنْ أَقْتُلَهُ مَا كُنْتُ لِيَفْعَلَ ذَلِكَ. Are you afraid that I will kill your child? I will slaughter him? I will never ever do such a thing. Have no fear whatsoever. The child is used to me, and therefore the child has come and sat on my lap. قَالَتْ وَاللَّهِ مَا رَأَيْتُ أَسِيرًا خَيْرًا مِّنْ خُبَيْبٍ. She said, by Allah, I never saw a prisoner more better than what Hazrat Khubayb was. And this is what we have to develop, our akhlaq, our character, that even if we are in adverse conditions, even our enemies testify to our good character, our honesty and our uprightness. فَوَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ وَجَدْتُهُ يَوْمًا يَأَكُلُ قِطَفًا مِّنْ عِنَبٍ فِي يَدِهِ. She says, by Allah, I found him one day, he was eating from a bunch of grapes, and he said this bunch of grapes was so big, like the two heads of a grown-up people, how big they are. Those branches, that one branch of grapes was so big. وَإِنَّهُ لَمُوثَقٌ بِالْحَدِيدِ وَمَا بِمَكَّةٍ مِنْ ثَمَرَةٍ. And this was a time that there was no fruit in Makkah Sharif. It wasn't the season also, and there was no question of having grapes at that time. But he was eating from this huge bunch. That is this miracle and karamat which Allah had blessed him with, that though he was even captured, his hands were fastened, his legs were fastened, but Allah blessed him with these grapes there in the enemy's den. وَكَانَتْ تَقُولُ, and she used to say, إِنَّهُ لَرِزْقٌ رَزَقَهُ اللَّهُ خُبَيْبًا. This was the ruzi which Allah Ta'ala had given him, even the enemy testified to it. فَلَمَّا خَرَجُوا بِهِ مِنَ الْحَرَمِ لِيَقْتُلُهُ فِي الْحِلِ. And when they took him out finally, when they wanted to kill him, they took him out of the boundaries of the haram. They also, though they were non-believers, but they respected the boundaries of the haram. And in the haram, even for with them, it was not permitted to harm anyone, to kill anyone. So they took him out of the haram. haram to the hill where they were going to kill him, and this was in Tan'im, where today, till today, those people who want to make Umrah while they are in Makkah, they go to Masjid Aisha, which is in Tan'im, and exactly where the Masjid is, that is the place they took him, and there they killed him. قال لهم خبيب The Hazrat Khubayb رضي الله تعالى عنه said to them, دعوني أصلي ركعتين. Give me an opportunity that I can at least read two rakats of namaz before you kill me. فتركه فركع ركعتين. They left him, allowed him, and he performed his two rakats of namaz. فقال, and then Hazrat Khubayb said, والله لولا أن تحسب أن ما به جزع لزدت. By Allah, if you people did not think that I'm afraid of death, I would have even read more. That I'm reading more namaz to delay my death. If that thought would not have come in your minds, I should have even, my namaz I enjoy so much, I should have even read more. And this was at the time when he was going to be executed, he was going to be killed. Even at that time he enjoyed his namaz so much. And then he made this baddua for them. Allahu ahsihim adadan. Oh Allah, limit their numbers. Waqtulhum badadan. And kill them one after the other. Wala yubqi minhum ahadan. So much so that not one of them ever remains again. That is the non-believers. And we see Allah accepted this. And not a single non-believer was left in Makkah. All had become believers. And then Waqal, he said this poem as well. When they were going to kill him, he said this poem, فَلَسْتُ أُبَالِي حِينَ أُقْتَلُ مُسْلِمًا. I have no concerns whatsoever when I'm going to be made shaheed as a Muslim. I have no concerns and fears for my future. عَلَىٰ أَيِّ جَمْبٍ كَانَ لِلَّهِ مَسْرَعِي. On whichever side, whichever way my maut comes to me, and when my maut comes and I'm on my way to Allah, I have no fear that I'm dying for the pleasure of Allah and I'm dying as a shaheed. وَذَٰلِكَ فِي ذَاتِ الْإِلَٰهِ وَإِنْ يَشَعْ يُبَارِكْ عَلَىٰ أَوْصَالِ شِلْوٍ مُمَزَّعٍ. And he says that by Allah, if he wishes, he will give barakat in every piece of my body. Everywhere, in every piece, he will give barakat. And the student who was studying here from Tanzania about 3-4 years ago, who was made shaheed also when he was on his way on a Jummah morning for Jummah namaz in Johannesburg, and at night he had said the same poem, and this poem was on a paper written by him at that time. That when Allah takes me as a shaheed, I don't care in whichever way I die, as long as Allah is pleased with me. وَكَانَ خُبَيْبٌ هُوَ سَنَّ لِكُلِّ مُسْلِمِينَ قُتِلَ صَبْرًا الصَّلَاةِ. And Hazrat Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that person who had made making sabr when he was going to be made a shaheed to perform salat. And many people in the ummah after that, when they were going to be made shaheed, they requested that they can make two rakats of namaz, and they made it. And the starting of this was the practice of Hazrat Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala anhu. وَأَخْبَرَ يَعْنِي النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَصْحَابُهُ يَوْمَ أُصِيبَ خَبْرَهُمْ. And the very same day as they made dua, O Allah, inform our Nabi, we don't have anyone that can send this message to him, you inform him. When this was happening here in Makkah Sharif, Allah's Rasul informed the Sahaba, at this moment this is happening there with our friend, with Hazrat Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala anhu. وَبَعَثَ نَاسٌ مِنْ قُرَيْشٍ إِلَىٰ عَاصِمِ ابْنِ ثَابِتٍ حِينَ حُدِّثُ أَنَّهُ قُتِلَ أَنْ يُؤْتُوا بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْهُ يُعْرَفْ. And then the Amir of this group, Hazrat Asim, who did not relinquish himself to in the hands of the Kuffar and fought them until he became a Shaheed. And they also had a bone to chew with him. And now when the news came to them that he has been made Shaheed, for the proof of it and to celebrate, they wanted a part of his body to show the people that yes, here is this Asim radiallahu anhu who had done this harm to us, and now we have killed him, and here is the part of his body to prove that we had killed him, and they wanted to celebrate on that. وكان قتل رجلا من عظمائهم. He had killed one great person of the mushriks of Mecca, and now they took their revenge and they wanted to celebrate and show the people a part of his body. فبعث الله لعاصم مثل ذلتي من دبري فحمته من رسلهم. And then when they went there, Allah Ta'ala protected his body in the form that is Allah sent, like a cloud of wasps. A whole cloud, a whole big, huge amount of wasps that protected his body and attacked these people, and they were stinging them. And so they could not go anywhere near the body. يقدروا أن يقطعوا منه شيئا, so that they could go there and cut some piece of his body. They settled there, hoping by the night these wasps will go away. But by the night, Allah sent so much of rain, and it became floods, and the floods washed away his body, and they could not get anything from his body whatsoever. رواه البخاري. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh also narrates this hadith. So we see in this hadith also how Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives respect and honor for those people who sincerely becomes his, and in this world Allah makes, not only gives them that respect and honor, but even their death becomes a means of hidayat for other people. Wa akhiru da'wana.